Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel, so the Gemara starts out, Yom Tov Shchal Lios Achar HaShabbos, and when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, what's the Seder of the Brachos of Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah? So the Gemara has seven opinions, and each one is expressed by an abbreviation, Yakna, Kina, Kanya, all the different abbreviations. So the Gemara says the last opinion is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, who holds Ner, Havdalah, Yayin, Kiddush, but Havdalah comes before Kiddush because it makes sense to first escort out a king before we welcome in the governor. And Shabbos is the king, and the Yantif is the governor, so it first makes sense to escort out the king. So the Gemara says, May Haviela, so we have seven opinions. How do we hold? So the Gemara says, both Abaye and Rava hold like Rav. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Abaye and Rava only disagree where you put Shechianu when Shechianu has to be said. Where Abaye says, Yaksina, Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, and Rava holds Yaknahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Zman at the end, Shechianu at the end. The Gemara says, Hilchsak Rava, we pass on like Rava, which Tosus points out is obvious. Of course, we always pass on like Rava, so the Rishonim deal with that. Then the Gemara tells four stories about people who visited Rava and had kashas on how Rava behaved. First one was Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava. Rav Huna visited Rava and he saw that Rava said the bracha on besamim before saying the bracha on ner. So Rav Huna says, wait a second, there's a Mishnah brachos. We have machlokas besham besilel, whether to bench before or after the bracha on besamim, but everybody agrees that the bracha on ner definitely comes before the bracha on besamim. So why are you saying the bracha on besamim before the bracha on ner? So he says, you have the wrong gears in the Mishnah. You have Rav Meir's understanding of the Mishnah. The way Rav Yehuda understands the Mishnah is besilel holds like what I'm doing. So I hold like Rav Yehuda's understanding the way Basilil holds. Second story was Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba went to visit Rava, and he questioned why Rava said Baruch Pri HaGafen on the cup of wine that he used for benching. Didn't you already say Baruch Pri HaGafen earlier on in the meal on the cup of wine that he used for Kiddush? So Rava says, I follow the Shita of the Talmidim of Rav, that Kivan Damriswa Havlan Venivrach Itzra L'chul Mishta, that once you decide to bench, that's enough of Hazach Hadas, that's going to require a new bracha ala kos. So certainly if you actually bench, not just decide to bench, then of course you're going to need a new bracha ala kos. So Mar Zutra followed the Talmidim of Rav also. Rav Ashi rejected the Talmidim of Rav. He held that, no, you only say a bracha on the cup of Kiddush, then you don't say any other bracha after that, even on the cup of Birch Samazon. And the reason he rejects the Talmidim of Rav is that Rav said, when Yantav falls on Shabbos, we say Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, apparently not requiring a new Baruch Pri HaGafen for Havdalah after benching. So that's why he rejects the Talmidim of Rav. He thinks Rav was against his Talmidim, what the Talmidim attribute to him. And then the Gemara explains, Velohi, Hasamakadaiti Mimishtia, by the coast of Birch Samazon, he changed his mind from drinking, so he says a new bracha. But by Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, he never diverts his mind from drinking, and therefore he doesn't need a new bracha. So the Talmidim of Rav may have been correct. Then the third story the Gemara tells is Kimatal Avdule. When they got to Havdalah, Rav's Shamish lit a torch. So they asked, why is he doing this? Why is he lighting a torch? So Rav first says, I don't know why he's doing it, ask him. He didn't do it because I said. So they said, no, come on, he's not doing anything on his own. He definitely saw you. Okay, fine, I admit. Rav says, you're right. It's because because I think that Avukal Avdalah is mitzvah min amuvchar. Best thing to do is to use a torch. Again, discussion in the Rishonim. What was Rava thinking in the first place? Why would he deny it at first? But whatever. So he says, the Mitzvah of Mufchar is to use a torch. Then the final story is of Havdalah at Rava's house. It ends with Rava saying, a bracha of Hamavdil Bein, Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Yemei HaMaaseh. So why does he say so many different Havdalos? Because he holds that there has to be a minimum of three phrases of Havdalah, and Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Yemei HaMaaseh is part of the conclusion of the bracha, so it doesn't count as a separate clause. So even though it sounds like four clauses, he really only said three, and he holds that that's the minimum of what you have to say in Havdalah. Okay.